Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Sukkah, Perek Hey, Halacha Beis, and the Arts of Tzuras Hadaf is on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph near the bottom, and the Arts of Tzuras Hadaf is on Chav Tes Amud Aleph right at the top. And today's daf sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sarabas Yaakov Moshe, her neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue describing the Simchas Beis Hashem. The Mishnah tells us Matzei Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Matzei the first day of Sukkahs, Hoy Yarden La Ezra Nashim. They would go to the Ezra Nashim, Umetakin Sham Tikkun Gadol, and then make a great tikkun over there, which the Gemara is going to explain what that is. And let's just remind ourselves that when one walked into the Beis Hamikdash from what we would call, let's say, the main entrance, that would be from the Mizrach, from the east, he's in the Ezra's Nashim, which is a very large area, and only when he crosses the entire Ezra's Nashim and goes up the 15 Shir HaMalos, the 15 steps, and goes through Shar Nikanor, through the gates of Nikanor, then he finds himself in the Azara, the Ezra's Yisrael, and that's where all the Karbanos take place. So in the Ezra's Nashim, they'd make a big tikkun. Image continues, Umner Shal Zav HaYusham, and there's golden candelabras over there. We have to add a word into the gear, so Va'arba Safalim Shal Zav Rashehan, and there was four basins or bowls or jugs of gold on top. Rabba Sulamis Al Kominor Menorah, and every candelabra had four ladders leading up to it. Varba Yiladim Berchei Kuhuna, and four young children from the youngsters of Kehanim. Uidan Kadei Shem and Shalmev Esrim Loig. In their hands they had jugs of oil that were 120 loig. Vehin Matilin Al Kol Seifel Seifel, and they would put it into every jug, and that's what was providing the light for the Simchas Beis Hasheva. So Gemara tells us on Rishu and Chananya, Kol Yom Shal Simchas Beis Hasheva, Loi Hayu Taim In Tam Shena Kol Iker. The old days of Simchas Beis Hasheva, which is all of Sukkahs, they wouldn't taste sleep at all, because Betchila, right away in the beginning of the day, Hayu Hachal Hakav Tom Shal Shachar, they would go to bring the Tom Shal Shachar, and Misham Hayu Hachal Hakav Tom Musafin, right away they would go to bring the Karbanos Musaf, and Misham Hayu Hachal Hakav Nedarim Nedavos, from there they would bring Nedarim Nedavos, all sorts of Karbanos they had promised and vowed over the course of the year, and Misham Hayu Hachal Lechav Lashtais, then they go and eat and drink, and Misham Hayu Hachal Talmud Torah, then they go to learn, and Misham Hayu Hachal Hakav Tom Shal Ben Arbaim, they'd come back to the base of Mikdash and bring the afternoon Talmud, and Misham Hayu Hachal Simchas Beis Hasheva, from there they go to Simchas Beis Hasheva, which would last the entire night, and they'd repeat this during the day, so they didn't sleep at all. Ask the Gemara, Tony, we have a mission that says, if a person says, Shvuah Shaloi Ishan Shlesha Yamim, Shvuah, that I'm not going to sleep for 3 days, Malkin Oisai, we give him Malkis, Vyashe Miyan, he could sleep right away, and that's because it's impossible to not sleep for 3 days, and so we give him Malkis for making a false Shvuah, and then we let him sleep right away. Sakura Rishu and Chananya say that they didn't sleep for the whole week of Sukkot, and the answer is, Misnamim Hayu, they would just doze off, but they didn't have a real proper sleep. We continue the mission, I'm talking Shom Tikkun Gadol, they make a great Tikkun in the Ezra's Nashim, and the question is, Ma Tikkun Hayu Oisin Shom, what was the Tikkun they made there? The answer is, Shayu Mamidim Anosh Mifnei Atzman Vanosh Mifnei Atzman. They would separate the men from the women. It's called Ezra's Nashim, and the women were allowed to come and watch the Simchas Beis Hasheva, but they wouldn't have an Erbuv Yahol mix of men and women. The men were in the main Azara, and the women were up above on porches of sort, which is basically how many of our shuls nowadays have an Ezra's Nashim, which is above, looking down below. Kehidin Taman, as I was taught over there, Chalaka Hayasabre Shaina, it was smooth originally. You know, the walls of the Ezra's Nashim were all smooth originally, but then Vikifu Ketzaitzra, they surrounded with some sort of porches, meaning they installed beams coming out of the walls, and they would put boards on top for porches. Shanashim Rois Melamalin, Vanashim Melamaton, and the women would be able to look from above, and the men were down below. Kadesh Lo Yumuravin, so there shouldn't be any mixture of men and women. And the question is, Milamdu, where do they learn this from? How do they know it's okay to be Moisif on the base of Mikdash? The Pesukim tells very clearly that both God HaChayza and Nasan Anavi told David HaMelech that everything, the dimensions of the base of Mikdash, are from Hashem, and we learn from there you can't change them. So how could they decide to now add on to the base of Mikdash? And the answer is, Midbar Torah from a Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us, Vesavta Aris, Mishpachas, Mishpachas Levad, and the whole land was maspid. They gave eulogies and they mourned families, families together. And the key is really a continuation of the Pasuk, Mishpachas Beis David Levad, Unashehem Levad, Mishpachas Beis Nasan Levad, Unashehem Levad. So we see that the women were separate from the men. Now, what's this referring to? So Trina Moran, there's Machalik Samaraim, Chadam Ruan says, Zesped Shal Mashiach, this is referring to the Hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef, who's killed, Vacharna Amar, and the other one says, Chavdanam Beis on top, Zesped Shal Yitzahara, this is referring to the Hesped of the Yitzahara, who's going to be killed at the end of time. Now, Manda Amar Zesped Shal Mashiach, the one says, this is the Hesped of Mashiach. What do we learn from here? Man Bashar Shahin Avelin, just like in the time when they're Avelim, they're mourning over somebody who died. At Amar Anoshim Fine Atzman, Anoshim Fine Atzman, you say the men and women still have to be separate. Well, Bashar Shahin Smechim, at a time that they're joyous, by Simchas Beis Hasheva, like Kol Shekein, wouldn't we say for sure that they have to be separate? Amand Amar Zesbe Shal Yitzahara, according to the one, this is the Hesped of the Yitzahara. Well, Ma'im Bashar Shahin Yitzahara Kayam, at Amar Anoshim Fine Atzman, Anoshim Fine Atzman, if at a time when there isn't even a Yitzahara anymore, still we say that the men and women are separate, well, Bashar Shahin Yitzahara Kayam, when we still have the Yitzahara, by Simchas Beis Hasheva, like Kol Shekein, shouldn't we say for sure that they have to be separate? And since this is based off of a pasuk, it must be that we're allowed to add on to the base of Mikdash. We continue explaining the Mishnah. Menorah Shel Zav HaYusham. There were these golden menorahs. So Barakapar Amar, he says, V'gaivon Me'a Amah. These menorahs were 100 amas tall. Ask the Gemara of Atani. We have a braisa. Golden Tali Me'a Amin. Anything which is 100 amas tall, by basis tlasin utlas, it needs a base of 33 amas, which means from each side of the base, there has to be 33 amas extending outwards in order to support it to prevent it from falling. And that means a Sol Mikan Tlasin Utlas. Talas, Vesol Mikah Talas and Talas, that the ladders on each side of these menorahs were extending 33 amas out. And the problem with that is, Vatani, we have a braisa, Kol Azara Lo Yahosa El Oirech Meu Shmein Mesheva, Al Reichav Meu Shleshim Chamesh, the entire Azara was only 187 long by 135 wide. And that basically means that the ladders, or the base of these menorahs, were taking up the entire Azara. So where in the world was there place for anyone to stand? And the answer is, Ashkachtani is found taught, Mekayim and Masa Nisim Hayu, that the place where these menorahs were standing, including their base, was simply a nace. It was a miracle. Lastly, the Mishnah had told us that these young kaihanim would climb up these ladders with these giant jugs of oil and pour them into the bowls at the top of the menorahs. And the question is, ma, how much were they holding? Biyad kulhem may of esrim loig. Does that mean that altogether these four young kaihanim had a total of 120 loig? So that means that each one was only carrying 30, which is still a lot, but it's only 30. Oy, or does it mean biyad kol echad ve echad may of esrim loig, that every single one of them was carrying this giant jug of 120 loig? And wouldn't have an answer to that. Moving on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah says, Mivloi mechasei kaihanim u'mehem yanehen hayu mafkiyin. They would take the worn out pants of the kaihanim and their belts, and they would be mafkiya, which we're going to see means they would twist wicks, and u'behen hayu madlikin. That's what the wicks were inside these giant jugs of oil. And it was so bright, loy hayusa chatzar b'Yerushalayim sheloy hayusa me'ir ma'or beis ha'she'eva. There wasn't a single chatzar in Yerushalayim that wasn't lit up from the light of the beis ha'she'eva. And the way that it was possible, even though it was within the walls of the Ezra's Nashim, is because since Har HaBayis is a har, it's a mountain, it's a slope, and the Beis HaMikdash was built like that as well, the eastern wall of the Beis HaMikdash was lower down, and so the menorahs actually jutted above. And since everyone lived below the Beis HaMikdash, what's now known as the Silwan Valley, currently it's all populated by Arabs, but that's where everyone lived back then, so this light spilled over and shined into everyone's chatzar. Says the Gemara, Tanu V'Braisa, Mivlai Mechasei Kohen Gadol, Hay Madlikin Es HaNer Shebefnim, from the worn out paints of the Kohen Gadol, they would make that into wicks and light the nearest inside, this referring to the menorah, and mavloi mechasei kohen hedyot, from the worn out pants of the kohen hedyot, hoy madligin asaneres shebachot, they will light the nearest outside, which is referring to the simchas beis hasheva. Now, Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Ksivit says in the pasuk, lahalos ner tamid, to be ma'ale a ner tamid, this is referring to the menorah, and this lashon of being ma'ale is that the flame should be solid, strong, and stable. And Shiro Leimer, they evaluated to say, ein lecha oisa shal heves el pishtan bavad, that the only thing that makes a good, solid, stable, strong flame is pishtan, is flax, which is linen. That's why you use the worn out pants of the kohen, because they're made out of linen. Now the question is, ma'o mafkin? What's the lashon of mafkin in the Mishnah? And so Tirgin of Chagai, Kumi Rabbi Yosa, mafshilim. Mafshilim is a lashon that's used for weaving or twisting ropes, and that's what they would do. They would twist special wicks from these worn out begadim. And Tani was taught, lahei chatzar Yerushalayim shalhaisa me'ir ma'ar beis hasheiva. There wasn't a single chatzar in Yerushalayim that wasn't lit up brightly from the light of the Simchas beis hasheiva. And Tani, something similar was taught, yichayil isha lover chitel la'ar ma'aracha. A woman was able to go through her wheat and pick out all the psilis, all the chaff and the unwanted parts from the light of the ma'aracha, which is the light on the Mizbeach. And the question is, aren't they over Me'ila? You're not allowed to benefit from something in the Beis HaMikdash. And the answer is, Lav Damar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, didn't Rabbi Shimon ben Levi say, Horeach, the aroma, the Ketores, V'hamare, and the sight of the Azar itself, if someone comes in just to see how beautiful the Azar in the Beis HaMikdash is, V'hakoil, and the sound of the beautiful playing and singing of the Levim, in behind Me'ila, there's no Isra Me'ila. It's not called misappropriating it and using Hektash for your own benefit, because this is something that's called Dover She'in by Mamish. It doesn't have substance to it. It's not like you're using a carbon, an animal, or some sort of food from the Beis HaMikdash for your own self. It's something that's ain b'hen mamesh, and therefore it's fine. Something similar, shisha koilos hayu nishman miyirichai. There were six different things that could be heard all the way in Yerichai from the Beis HaMikdash, and that's even though Yerichai was 10 parsais away. Number one, miyirichai hayushem and kol shar hagadol shenifdach. In Yerichai, they were able to hear the sound of the shar hagadol, the big shar of the Beis HaMikdash opening up. Number two, miyirichai hayushem and kol magrefa. From Yerichai, they would hear the sound of the magrefa, which is some sort of musical instrument that we're going to learn about later on. Number three, miyirichai hayushem and kol ha'etz she'asim and katan mochan lekiar. From Yerichai, they heard the sound of the eitz, which is some sort of mechanism that ben katan, it was a kind of gadol made for the kiar. It was basically meant to lower the kiar into a pool of water in the azara and lift it out in the morning. Number four, miyirichai hayushem and kol gvini karuz. From Yerichai, they would hear the sound of gvini, who is the karuz. He was a person, an announcer in the Beis HaMikdash. They were able to hear him all the way in Yerichai. And miyirichai hayushem and kol chalil. From Yerichai, they were able to hear the sound of the flutes being played. And miyirichai hayushem and kol tzitzel. From Yerichai, they would hear the sound of the bell. It was like a gong that was struck in order to indicate to Levim to start singing shir. Now, v'yesham, some say, afkel shel kohen gadol b'shah shu maskres Hashem b'yom kippurim, that even we would hear the kohen gadol when he was saying the shema mafarish on yom kippur. And also, miyirichai hayim riachin reach pitam haketores. From Yerichai, they were able to smell the aroma of the ketores. And Amar Blazer ben Dilgai, he says, izim hayu l'beis abba b'hari achvar, my father had goats in hari achvar, which is a certain area, v'hayu misatshais mireach pitam haketores, they would sneeze because of the ketores, it traveled that far. And chav chesam on top, onto halacha Dalid, the Mishnah tells us Hachasidim v'Anshei Ma'aseh Chasidim, which is usually translated as pious people, and Anshei Ma'aseh, which is men of good deeds. Ha'imurakta l'fnehen b'avukais, they would dance in front of them with avukas, with torches, which means only these special people would be able to dance by the Simchas Beis HaSheva. It wasn't welcome for everyone. The regular people, the Amaratzim, people that were not considered Chasidim and Anshei Ma'aseh, they were watching, and only the Chasidim and Anshei Ma'aseh and special people were dancing in front of them, and they would use these avukas and v'arim l'fnehem divrei sushpachas. They would say words of praise in front of them, which we're going to see in the Gemara what those were. And what else was there? V'alavim b'chinaris been involved in mitzaltayim b'chlei shir b'loy mispar. The levim were standing there playing all these different types of musical instruments without count. There were so many of them. Al chamesh esrei milas hayardis me'ezer shol ezus nashim, and they were standing on the 15 steps that went from the ezus shol to ezus nashim. What's with these 15 steps? Keneged chamesh esrei shir hamalas shebetilim shalem oimdim halvim b'shir. This corresponds to the 15 shir hamalases we have in Tehillim. That's where the levim would stand and sing shira on these 15 steps. This is not where the levim would stand when they sing shira every single day. There was something called a duchen that was inside the ezus yisrael, but for the Simchas Beis HaSheva, they would stand on these 15 steps. Says the Gemara, Hachasidim Anshei Ma'aseh, and we clarify, what are these divrei sushpachos? What are these praises that were said in front of them? First, we have to understand the difference between Hasidim and Anshei Ma'aseh. The word Hasidim is mashma, that they were always pious and they were always wonderful and they didn't do averos. Whereas Anshei Ma'aseh implies that even though they did averos, they did tshuva afterwards. Says the Gemara tells us, Yashmahen Shayu Aimrim, that there are those that was said to them, Ashrayach, praiseworthy are you, that you'll do say, Shaloi Biyashas as a Zekinusai, that's the Girsa, that his youth did not embarrass his old age, Elu Hasidim, that's a proper Girsa, this is referring to the Hasidim. In other words, as we had just explained, the Hasidim didn't sin in their youth, so that didn't embarrass them in their old age, and that's the praise that was told to them. And the Yashmahen Aimrim, there are those that said, Ashrayach Zekinusai, Shekiparta, Al Yuldusai, praiseworthy is your old age, that it was Machaper for your young age, and Elu Anshei Ma'aseh, that's proper Girsa, that's referring to the Anshei Ma'aseh who did Tshuva. And Elu Ve'elu Hayu Aimrim, in regards to both of them, they would say, Ashrei Mishaloi Chata, praiseworthy is the one who didn't sin, Umisha Chata V'yim Chaloi, and even the one who did sin, he did Tshuva and it was forgiven for him. And in regards to dancing at the Simchas Beis HaSheva, Hil HaZaken Kad Hava Chami Loin Avdin Mepachas, when Hil HaZaken saw them acting with a little bit too much levity, they're being a little too wild and perhaps inappropriate, Hava Amar Loin, he would tell them, Da Anan Hacha Min Hacha, we are here, but who is really here? Ula Kilusan Hutzarech, does he need our praise? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Elef Alafim Yisham Shune V'ribay Rivvan Kadamayhi Yikumon, that 1,000,000 shall serve him and myriads of myriads stand up in front of him. In other words, Hashem doesn't need our praise just because we're here trying to praise him. He doesn't need us. However, Kad Hava Chami Loin Avdin B'Kaisher, when he saw them acting properly, Be'ima and Be'yira, they were dancing like they should, Hava Amar, he would say, Diloi Nan Hacha, if we're not here, Man Hacha, who is here? Sha'afal B'Shiyash L'Fan of Kamakilusin, even though there's so many praises and so many beings, if you will, so many Malachim, to praise Hashem, Chaviv Hu Kilusin Shal Yisrael Yisrael Mikal, the praises of the Yidin is far more desirable to Hashem than everything else. And Matam, what's the source for this? So the Pasuk in description of David HaMelech says, Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael, Yoishiv Tehilas Yisrael, but the drasha is that Ne'im Zmiris Yisrael, Hashem finds pleasant the Zmiris of Yisrael. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss dancing by the Simchas Beis HaSheva. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.